This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A former Manny Yunk restaurant opens under new management as a haunted house.
You know, essentially it was going to be an open event space, but that plan changed when Ida came and wiped out all the infrastructure on the first floor and it all had to be replaced.
Of course, there's also a food element.
We plan to have two food vendors and two beer vendors on site.
But most of all,
people are going to scream. That's what we're intending.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
Happy Halloween. I'm Hadass Kuznets at 4100 Main Street. I'm at the site of Lincoln Mill Haunted House with co-owner Brian Corcadillos. And I'm also with Caitlin Marsili. She's with the Manny Yunk Development Corporation. We're talking about this haunted house. There are some food elements which we will talk about, but it is too good not to mention. I just want to point out, we just walked through it from all of us all that are standing here, and with the lights on and no actors and none of the animatronics on, and I'm like scared to death, just like as it is. So it is like, know what you're in for. So Brian, why did you decide a haunted house?
You know, the haunted house, I will say, was not the first choice of business on the first floor. You know, obviously after Hurricane Ida, we had a massive amount of damage to the building. The biggest flood to ever one hit Manny Yunk in our lifetimes, or Philadelphia in general, but this building had never experienced water at that height. When I was showing the first floor space to potential businesses, the first question would be, hey, where did the water come to? And, you know, I can't lie, I have to point up to almost the top of the ceiling of the first floor, where the water actually never even hit the first floor before, and that was a problem in trying to secure a tenant. And I ended up going to bed, waking up, trying to figure it out, and came to me that an old college friend of mine runs haunted houses and has been doing so when we were in college and also throughout, you know, after college. And I brought him in as an operating partner to put on an unprecedented event.
So you bought the building in March of 2021, 1 month after Mad River sold it. I bet you're probably like, wow, this water damage, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, I bought the building knowing that it floods, knowing that there could always potentially be cleanup needed, but I never bought the building intending that the entire first floor could almost be underwater. You know, that was just something that we weren't expecting.
It flooded with, Hurricane Ida came after you bought it. That happened in September.
Yeah, so I bought it in March. Mad River ended their lease in February with the prior building owner, and, you know, we were started renovations of the building and, you know, started preparing it for, you know, essentially it was going to be an open event space originally, but that plan changed when Ida came and wiped out all the infrastructure on the first floor and it all had to be replaced.
So we're going to talk about the haunted house, but what are your plans after?
So obviously the haunted house will be this October, but after the haunted house, we plan to do temporary events throughout the year. So little micro events relating to the haunted house story, but also fun and different for varying ages.
All right. So what is the haunted house story?
So the premise of the haunted house was based on Hurricane Ida, that on September 2nd, 2021, Hurricane Ida damaged the building immensely. And once the water receded, there was a hidden chamber exposed below the basement level. It was determined that back in the 1930s, the old building owner who owned the textile mill was experimenting and tormenting on his workers. And the building has since been halted construction and will be open for guests to experience for themselves the sinister past of the building.
So how much artistic liberty did you take with some of the historical facts that you found?
Look, I can't take credit for that. It was more, you know, my operating partner, Jared Bilzak, who's the mastermind genius behind the haunted house himself. I'm more just here to support on the business end, making sure that, you know, we have the proper permits, making sure our insurances are correct, and, you know, also doing PR events like this.
So listen, bodies wouldn't pass inspection, but, But it's good, right? It gets people scared and talking.
Look, I would say, you know, the amount of people that have asked, is that true? Is it not true? You know, we're avoiding the question. I will say the scariest part has been we actually believe this place is actually haunted in general. You know, we've spent hundreds and hundreds and almost thousands of hours working on this since the beginning of the year and spent a lot of time in this building and just... crazy things are happening. There's things turning on. There's switches in the main electrical panel that are turning off at night. They were like, that would, we never would have turned that off. It's just some scary stuff along that has been happening. And, you know, it's creepy to be in there by yourself.
Yeah, it's creepy to be in there with other people even. I mean, you have a lot of these like air triggers, like people walk by and they trigger the doll.
Yeah, we have, you know, the haunted house, you know, for a first year haunt, we're grateful to be able to provide an experience, you know, that we think, you know, later, you know, 5+ year haunts have, you know, we have a ton of lighting, a ton of set props. We have a lot of animatronics that, you know, move through an entire compressed air system, fog machines, haze machines, thing, you know, you name it, it's probably in here. That's what's been a lot of fun, at least, you know, on that side, building it and getting it all together. But, you know, guests can expect a show, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. You have so much stuff in here. Where do you get it from? Like, there's a lot of, like, and some of the stuff is really big.
You're definitely not buying it at your standard Halloween store by any means. But there's a lot. We actually went out to a convention in February, March of last year called Transworld. It's been around for 35 years. And if you're into Halloween or own any type of business relating to Halloween, you're at that conference. And there you can purchase a lot of stuff just that's not seen anywhere else. You have people that one of the props we have in here is from two gentlemen out of Long Island that build all the bodies for CSI on TV. So it looks real because of that.
It does.
Yeah. And you know which one I'm talking about.
It does. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And there's a lot of gore.
There's a lot of gore. You know, we are recommending, you know, PG-13 as, you know, our recommended age here. Obviously, on Saturdays, we have a lights off still, but no scare actors. So you're not going to have to worry about that during the day with people jumping out at you. More of a fun scavenger hunt oriented game.
It's still scary, though.
It's scary, but, you know, I think if you can, you know, you were walking through there thinking someone's going to pop out at you.
Yes.
If you know that no one's in there to pop out at you and scare you, it's a little different experience, that's for sure.
It's still like, you know, you're going through turns and you're like, what's around the corner? The way you put it together, like, I couldn't tell where I was in the building.
My operating partner is a licensed architect by day. So, you know, he's used to designing buildings to code and making sure, you know, that everything is safe. But he incorporated what he likes to refer to as an anti-feng shui type of design where it's you're made to feel uncomfortable when you're in there. You're still going to be safe. You know, all the egress, safety is priority number one. But the way it's designed and the way the corners and how you enter certain rooms, you're meant to feel uncomfortable.
Yes. And then we did notice when we like kind of walked around to get out that there are like exits that you can get out if you need to get out.
So, you know, safety being number one, from any point in the haunted house, within 20 seconds, we can be there. From any point. So from the furthest point to the other furthest point in the haunt, within 20 seconds, an event staff can be there.
Yes, because you put up walls and you can't see the doors, but the doors are like behind the walls.
There's, as you know, at Disney, right, there's a whole underground passage. We're not that quite big, but there is a whole back of house passage system for the actors and event staff and personnel to get through night of.
And there's some safety protocols, right?
Absolutely. So throughout the night, you'll have private security that'll be doing wanding, checking purses on the way in. No book bags will be allowed in. We also have event staff throughout the night that'll be positioned. We have fire watch in three of the major exits that are required by code that'll be standing there. We also will have on-site EMS at our first aid tent to make sure if anyone gets scrapes, bruises, nicked, or has a medical emergency that they're taken care of.
Hyperventilates.
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance it could happen. It is scary in there, and you know, it's, you know, people are going to walk through never experiencing this before, right? If you walk through it 15 times, you know what to expect. But you walked in for the first time, you know, people are going to scream. that's what we're intending. It's a scary event.
Plus, you're going to have like actors jumping out at you, and that's so scary.
Yeah,
that shock factor, you know.
Yep. So right now, it's planned to have 35 scare actors on the inside of the building, throughout the 9,000 square feet that we have to work with. So, you know, it is going to be scary. And the way it's designed too, you know, we're not anticipating a Congo line through this like you might see at other haunted houses. We're spacing the groups of six every 40 seconds through the haunt. So when you walk through there, you're going to feel as though you're there by yourself or with your small group.
Right, because you got to turn the corner. Because as we were walking through, I didn't want to get too far away.
You guys were spacing through and didn't realize that all of a sudden you're by yourself in certain spots.
Exactly. And I was like, I wanted to take it all in, but I didn't want to be too far because...
go.
I know, exactly. I didn't want to, like, get... Like, I didn't want someone to jump out at me because you had your is that your partner or the guy that was working on the...
So that's Carl. He's our actor manager, but he's also our animatronic expert. So he's here just, you know, throughout the week as we lead up to opening night, just making sure that our lighting and our animatronics are working, our whole air system is ready to go.
So he was having fun with us with, like, the boot, like, knocking on the door, yeah, the wall.
It's almost too easy to scare people in here. That's the fun of it.
It is. So we have you here because this is also, like, a night out. That's why we're talking about it on What's Cooking, because there is a food element to it. Tell me what you're doing, and then we're going to talk about what Manny Young is doing.
You know, so obviously, you know, first thing I did, you know, when we were considering opening a haunted house here, I connected with Manny Young Development Corp over there, and I let them know, you know, I was grateful that they immediately were excited. You know, Halloween is a big event in Manayunk in general, and, you know, this event just kind of adds to it. So, obviously, you know, we have a major parking lot that we're able to work with here, so we're going to be night of. We plan to have two food vendors and two beer vendors on site, all local companies, which, you know, I'm excited to support the local community here in Manayunk, Roxborough. And we're going to have that for every Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday daytime and nighttime event as well.
So Caitlin Marsili is with the Manayunk Development Corporation, and this just kind of, like, fits into just the whole theme of come to Manayunk for the Halloween season, right?
Yes, we are so excited for spooky season, for the Halloween season. So in addition to Lincoln Mill Haunted House, we're going to be having a trick or trolley as well. So it's free for attendees. You just hop it at one of the many stops on Main Street, and you can ride to all of the different restaurants, shops, businesses, and Lincoln Mill Haunted House will also be one of the stops. So it's really a full night out.
It's not very common that on a main street in a downtown area that you actually have, like, a full-fledged haunted house.
Oh, no. Yeah, and that's why we're so excited about it. You know, it's part of our, you know, brand as Manayunk Development Corporation and Manayunk as a whole. It's shop, dine, play, and we're going to be playing. We're going to be scared. It's going to be a good time.
How much do you anticipate that the draw of the haunted house is going to help the restaurants and the other businesses?
Well, we really hope, you know, if you come out for the haunted house, you're going to be going to Main Street, too. You're going to be, you know, interacting with the community. You're going to be going to the restaurants, the shops, and, yeah, have a full night out.
Yeah, Brian?
So the one thing I will say is, working with MDC, we also cater our types of tickets that we have for sale around it, right? Keeping that Manayunk experience in general. The general admission tickets that we have, it's all our time ticketing, right? So you pick your hour, you come, right? So even for general admission, you could say, hey, I'm going to do an 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock show, get in line. But, hey, beforehand, I'm going to go to one of the local restaurants or go get a drink and then come to the event. Or I'm going to go to the 8, 9 o'clock, and then I'm going to go out to dinner afterwards. I know, talking with some of the other local businesses, that their monthly marketing meetings are literally talking about how they're preparing for night of. You know, we anticipate between 2,000 to 2,500 patrons a night coming to the haunted house.
Right. You said 15 nights.
15 nights.
Because it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday in October,
yep,
and first weekend in November.
Correct. And so we're anticipating between, you know, 30 to 45,000 people over the course of that event.
Wow. That's a lot of, is that a lot of, like, do you expect there to be an increase in visitors because of the haunted house?
I would think so. Yeah. So that's why we want to make parking and getting here as easy as possible. So the trick or trolley is going to be Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays as well. So Thursdays and Fridays, it's going to be 6 to 10 p.m. And then Saturdays, with the daytime family-friendly scavenger hunt, it's going to be 1 to 10 p.m.
And so people could come in the light of the day and still get the daylight scared out of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good for lunchtime.
It's good for lunchtime. The other thing, we have gotten a lot of people saying, where are you going to park? Where are you going to park? You know, the Manayunk Food Truck Festival that was recently here over one day, it was estimated there were 60,000 visitors to Manayunk in one day. We're saying, hey, we're going to add 2,000, at least 2,000 people a night. So, you know, working with Manayunk, all the parking lots from the movie theater all the way up to Umbria, up to Ivy Ridge train station, and in between, you know, we feel there's more than ample amount of parking. And again, it's a night out in Manayunk. You're not just coming to the haunted house if you're coming here. That to me would seem, you know, ill purpose. I'd say go out to another haunted house in the middle of the woods somewhere. But if you're coming to Manayunk for that night, expect to spend the night here for sure.
Right. It's dining, it's getting a scare, it's,
yep,
drinking.
Absolutely. And it's going to be different. I mean, it's never happened before in Manayunk. There's never been an event like this where we're putting on a movie style production to scare people and to just bring something else to the neighborhood.
We got to talk about the line. So you're prepared. You're prepared like they do in Disney World, right? You don't feel like you're waiting in line.
Yep. So at least when you get to the haunted house, you know, obviously you go through security checkpoint, ticketing checkpoint. But during the night, we have a pre-show that's going to be going on where we have a movie screen set up, 30-foot movie screen set up, where we'll be showing promotional materials, also background of the story that you're about to experience inside. We also have a VIP deck. If you purchase VIP tickets, there's going to be a deck that's overlooking the Schuylkill River, as well as a little bit raised up above the pre-show, so you can watch everyone out there getting scared and just having a good time. We're also going to be having high top tables in the VIP area, so if you're grabbing, you know, food or drinks, you can sit up there for a little bit. But, you know, we are intending, you know, 2,000 people over 5 hours coming through the event.
Wow.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be just different, a lot of fast pace. But a lot of people getting scared, too,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Tell me again, the food element in the parking lot here, is that connected to you?
No, so the food element, I brought in all local vendors that I could get my hands on. So right now...
You invited them to come.
I invited them, absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to keep it local, but I also wanted to get food vendors that I could rely on, that I had trust in, to know that they could execute for a first-year event like this and do it quickly, right? We, you know, every day it feels like we're behind, so I needed food vendors that were experienced in putting on an event as well. So right now, for Thursdays and Fridays, we've locked in Deke's Barbecue. Every Friday night, too, Derek from Deke's is going to be putting on a pig roast, which will be pretty exciting. So we'll have a full pig out here. He said limited to 100 sandwiches. So first 100 people that get here will be able to get the pig roast sandwiches. We also have Winnie's for Thursdays and Fridays. They're going to be doing all sorts of different finger foods, quick foods that you know, people can grab, wait in line, eat, or grab after on their way out of here. We also have beer vendors lined up. So we're working with two beer vendors. We have Fat Lady Brewing, Jane Lipton. She's awesome. She's in Manayunk, very close, so she can get her kegs and her drinks and her canned beers over here.
And she can re-up
if need be. I hope she has to re-up. And then we're also working with New Ridge Brewing up on Ridge Ave. They're going to be stationed down here selling all sorts of craft brews and maybe even some beers themed to the haunted house itself.
So these are for people that are waiting in line, and after you get out, you're like, oh my God, I just want a beer.
Exactly. And, you know, we'll be open. If people are standing in line, I feel like they got to get food or beer or something for a second, you know, they can hop out of line, grab it, get back in line with friends and family. But, you know, it's year one, and we're excited to be able to bring this. We know we're not going to be perfect year one, but we know each night we're going to improve upon what we did the prior night to make it the best experience possible.
And Caitlin, if people want to have like a more formal diamond experience, you just hop the trolley, go up the street?
Yes. Yeah. There's going to be stops all up and down Main Street, and there are tons of good restaurants to check out. So some of the stops, it's going to be the Regal Movie Theater. There's going to be Goat's Beard, Winnie's, Chabatai, Jake's and Cooper's, Takiera Amor, Lucky's Last Chance, Union Tap House, and the Ivy Ridge Station.
Now, is Manayunk, are the restaurants going to be open a little bit later, or is it normal hours?
It's probably going to be normal hours, but a lot of the restaurants stay open late, so should not be a problem.
All right, what are you most excited about with the October season?
Just all the spookiness. I'm just, anything scary, I am so excited for. So it's, and meeting all the people, seeing everybody come to Main Street.
Brian, what are you most excited about?
I mean, I love Halloween. I've always loved it.
Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I never never intended to have a haunted house this early in my life, but I'm excited to just put on a show for the city.
Yeah. Well, what was the casting process like? I know that at Eastern State, they have like a whole big thing.
Yeah, look, we're not quite as big as Eastern State. You know, they hired over 260 actors this year. For us, we're a fraction of that. We're 30% of that. We hired about 60 actors and event staff this year. And, you know, we were grateful. We had over 250 people apply to work for us. We just couldn't take everybody. Maybe someday we'll have a haunted house or an event big enough to hire everybody. But, you know, this year we just wanted to make sure we had quality staff and scare actors to put on a show.
How long does it take to walk through the whole thing? I feel like it was very long, and we ran through it because we, like, I had my,
running.
I had my, because it was scary. I had my iPhone light on.
Yep.
And I was just trying to get through.
Yes.
But it felt like it was long.
So, you know, what we've been telling people, you know, from the moment you get here to the moment you leave with general admission, I would anticipate between 45 minutes to an hour and 15, depending.
Inside or including the line?
Including the line, including the pre-show and after, you know, if you're planning on getting drinks or food before you get in line or after. The inside, obviously, we've been doing a lot of testing, running a lot of small microgroups in because, you know, we're making sure the paths are clear, safety number one, making sure that everybody's comfortable in there. But, you know, we're anticipating inside the haunt, it's going to be about, you know, anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes conservatively. Some people, it's been taking longer to get through. Some people like you that ran through it.
Well, but see, like, if it was dark, like, if yeah, I was with somebody that I was going to, like, hug and be dark with, I would be, like, inching past because I'd be like, what's going on?
I would say we're the length of it is more than comparable to other haunted houses in the area.
We just kept going around another bend and another bend and another
look,
bend.
Look, and it's, yeah, you have to experience it, right? I wouldn't be so concerned about the time it takes you to get through it. I'd be more concerned with, wow, what did you feel like when you got out of it?
Scared.
Scared, but also, you know, the quality of the sets, the quality of what the actors and actresses were doing, right. You know, that's what we're more focused on. The time is almost irrelevant to us. You know, some people, you know, pay $30 for, you know, a 5-minute experience to go on a carnival ride and get shot up into the air and come back down. You know, you still had a crazy time. You didn't mind spending, you know, $20-$30 to do that. You know, we think our ticketing pricing is very fair and more than comparable to the other haunts in the area.
What's the range of your ticket prices?
Yep, so the lowest ticket price is $29. That's general admission. Our next one up is VIP. You can get a little cheaper tickets if you buy in bulk. So if you buy 20 or more tickets, which we've had a lot of groups buying and reaching out, we've had schools, we've had sororities, fraternities have all bought tickets so far. And those are $25 if you buy in bulk. We also have the VIP, like I mentioned, which is $55. That gets you access to the deck, high top tables. You can come anytime that night and skip the line. And then if you have the Platinum VIP, that gets you a t-shirt. It gets you a 50% off code to our next haunted experience that'll be here in February, which I don't want to say too much about, but it's coming in February.
And what's then, haunted in February, though? Like, what's the...
I mean, the only event people know in February is Valentine's Day, so obviously it has to probably relate to a scary Valentine.
Okay, all right.
Yep. So that
heartbreak,
and that gets you the nice thing about that pass, it lets you come any day, anytime. So if you know you want to come, you know you want to support this, I'd recommend the Platinum VIP because you get a t-shirt, you get a discount code to our next event, you get to come any day during those 15 nights and anytime.
All right, so real quick before we wrap this up, I know that you wanted to mention, this is important to you, that you have a charity component.
Absolutely. So when Jared, my operating partner, and I used to run a small haunted house at Philadelphia University for our yearly charity event for our fraternity, we used to donate all the hundreds of dollars we made every year from donations to Children's Hospital. So this year, obviously, it's full circle for us. We're excited to be able to donate $1 from every ticket sold to Children's Hospital. And that's big for us. It's close to our hearts, and it's just something that we've wanted to do since we conceived this plan of a haunted house in Manio.
Well, how many thousands of people did you say you expect to come through?
Look, if I could get up there and write a check to CHOP between $30,000 to $45,000, you know, we hit it out of the park for year one, and that's the goal.
Oh, that's amazing. Yep. All right. And where can people get more information?
So you can go on our website, LincolnMillHaunt.com, so that, you know, you'll find all the night of event stuff regarding, you know, parking, regarding some of the trolley information. Also, ticketing will be on there. And you can follow us on our social medias as well through that.
What's your Instagram?
At LincolnMillHaunt, and Facebook as well, LincolnMillHaunt.
I'm Caitlin. Where can people get more information about making it a night out in Manayunk?
You can check us out on Manayunk.com, and there are also links to Lincoln Mill Haunted House on there as well.
Caitlin Mercili is with the Manayunk Development Corporation, and Brian Corcadillos is the co-owner of Lincoln Mill Haunted House here at 4100 Main Street. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.